subject, lovers and best friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 25-year-old woman, and I recently started dating this 41-year-old guy. I never saw age as being a big issue. Wait, let me back up some. I met a girl named Tasha, and we became best friends, and I moved in with her, her son, and another roommate. I later found out that they had dated 10 years ago, but remained friends. He raises her son while she smokes weed all day and night. The guy I'm dating now is Jim. He and I became friends, and one day we were drinking, and one thing led to another, and here we are. LOL. So she found out and got mad. But wait, this is Jim's apartment and he pays all the bills. Tasha and I got into a fight and Jim asked me to leave for the night because the cops were called and he works there. So to save his job, I left. But a night turned into 2 months and Tasha didn't want me in the house. So he told me not to come back. Fast forward to now. She was supposed to be gone by January, but she's still here. He always defends her no matter what. He has no backbone, and I'm at a crossroads. I want to tell him it's either her or me. We can't focus on our relationship because of her. She tells him she doesn't want him sleeping in the same bed as me while she has all different types of dudes in her bed. When I tell him he's still in love with her, he swears up and down that he's not. Last night, I had a dream they got back together. I'm so lost on what to do. Signed, too young for this mess. You are right about that. Well, and sometimes dreams come true. And this is just way too much. It does sound like they're back together, doesn't it? The first thing you shouldn't have done was move into the to this house with her, her son, and another roommate. You don't do that. Then when you get in there, you get to drinking with the roommate and end up sleeping with him. Come on. She was mad when she found out because you don't know what kind of relationship they had. They're in. You came in on them. You're the outsider here. And Jim proved it when he asked you to leave. And, when they got into it. So you want to give him a her or me ultimatum? Well, I say he's already done that. He chose her, not you. So wherever you are right now with your dreams, you need to stay there and leave Jim and this girl and all of that alone. Steve?
You're too young for this. Yeah. You're 25, he 41. You ain't said how old this other lady is. You're too young for this. You're too young for this. Why are you in it? What benefit is it to you? None. You get no love out of this. You get no financial assistance. Y'all all roommate. How many old people can stay together? You 25. She's somewhere in the middle. He 41. The boy little. Who?
It's crazy.
Who the man of the house? Who the woman of the house? I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but two grown women should not be living in the same house.
True.
Two grown men should not be living in the same house.
Hell to the no.
Somebody got to be the king of the castle. Somebody got to be the queen of the castle. Can't be two kings. Can't be two queens. You in her house, her roommate, is a man. You found out they dated 10 years ago. He raised her son while she smoked weed all day and night. The guy I'm dating now is Jim. He and I became friends one day. We was drinking, and one thing led to another. Here we are, LOL. LOL, hell. See, people kill me with that. People always want to write at the end of the line, LOL, laugh out loud. Laugh out loud at what?
Yeah.
You drink, then you sleep with people. What's funny about that?
Mm-hmm.
He and I became friends, so she found out, got mad. But wait, this is Jim's apartment, and he pays the bill. Mm-hmm. What do that have to do with her being able or not able to get mad? What does that have to do with it? Because now that you've stated that fact, has it lowered her anger level at all? No. Tasha and I got into a fight. Jim asked you to leave for the night because the cops will call and he works there. So to save his job, I left. What you mean he worked there? He a cop or he worked there? He cleaned up after the cops. But a night turned into 2 months and Tasha didn't want me in the house. You was the roommate. Tasha said you can't stay here no more.
Yeah.
So now guess what? You got to move. Because that's Tasha's place. See? Now, 2 months later, Tasha don't want you back. So he told you not to come back.
Mm.
Okay? Where you not clear at?
Right.
Fast forward to now, we could have stopped right there. What are we talking about a now for after a man done told you don't come back? She was supposed to be gone by January, but she's still there. He always defends her no matter what. He has no backbone, and I'm at a crossroad. Excuse me. Mm. He got plenty backbone for her. He just ain't got no backbone for you.
Right.
He stands up to you with whatever she want. You got to get out. You can't come back. I'm not leaving. He transferring all this information to you because this is how you know it. I want to tell him it's either her or me. But you know why you have it? Because you don't have any backbone.
Mm.
See, young lady, get out of this. Run for the hills. Head north. Keep your back to the river.
Back to the river.
Stay close to the creek. Zigzag back and forth into the water and back out. Keep the hounds guessing.
You said everything but follow the North Star, you know.
All that's coming.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.